Most people affected by Haiti's earthquake in January are not eligible to escape the tough living conditions there by coming to the U.S. But one group that has managed to come to Boston is worrying social service providers, Haitian mothers with small children here on short-term tourist visas. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on the problems and the tough living conditions many are facing here.
Alid Honore stands knee-high and wears her hair in little puffballs sprouting from her head. The two-year-old follows her somewhat anxious mother around the room, gazing up at her with big brown eyes. This baby seems helpless, but she holds a powerful trump card, an American passport.
They called and asked her to go to the embassy, American embassy in Haiti.
That's Alid's mother, Marie, speaking through a translator. The American embassy was looking for her daughter. The Marines offered to transport her to the United States on a Marine flight. Problem was, little Alid can barely walk, much less travel alone. So U.S. officials offered Alid's mother a six-month tourist visa to accompany her daughter. But she had to leave her Haitian-born son behind. Once in Boston, the family stayed at a friend's house, where mother and baby slept on cardboard lining the floor.
I never slept on the street, but I was afraid that my child gets sick because of the condition which I was living.
That friend eventually asked them to leave, saying it was just too uncomfortable cramming so many people in the apartment. So Marie and her baby hopped around homeless shelters until they came here.
Be quiet. Fix your face. Fix your face and keep your hands
still. For the past week, the Honorés have been staying at a Holiday Inn in Woburn. Marie cannot bring other people to her private room, so she meets visitors in a playroom that she shares with other homeless mothers. The Massachusetts Department of Housing is paying for the room, and she needs the space. Her 7-year-old Haitian-born son joined her last week. The boy entered with a pre-existing tourist visa. To feed everyone, Marie has no money and no authorization to work. Her only income is $200 in food stamps and about the same amount in cash assistance each month. That's all thanks to her American-born daughter.
Is this better than being back in Haiti?
Est-ce que la plus bon que retourner en Haïti?
Oui, le plus bon que retourner en Haïti.
It's way better to stay here than Haiti because everything that I had was destroyed, and I still do not know whether or not my husband is alive.
Social service agencies say there are more than 100 adults, mostly women, who've come here with American citizen children after the earthquake. Most of them are staying with family and friends, but as Marie Honore learned, that can get tricky, especially when you can't help with rent. Rosaline St. Pierre knows what that's like. She and her American-born daughter are staying with St. Pierre's brother, 7 people in a 3-bedroom apartment. St. Pierre complains about the cold and wears a down coat even when she's inside. Before the earthquake, she ran a small grocery store in Port-au-Prince. Now she spends her days in Cambridge, doing nothing. Back in Haiti, she says, she was an empowered woman, but now she has to rely on other people. As frustrated as she is, St. Pierre says she's hoping to renew her visa when it expires in July. That worries Mark Krikorian. He runs a Washington think tank that favors stricter controls on immigration.
There's no reason that these women can be given or should be given permanent long-term status in the United States just because they had a kid here. I mean, that really does create a powerful incentive to sneak into the United States to have a kid here, which then creates an automatic right for you to stay.
But Marie Honore and Rosaline St. Pierre say they don't want to stay here permanently, just until it's safe to go back home. And now that commercial flights are flying to Haiti again, state officials say they expect more desperate women and children will be on their way here and needing help. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.